It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
Change has come to America.
The truth out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
Highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
Beneath a slightly pyramid-shaped roof, somewhere in the heartland of America, this is PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. That is a pyramid shape. It is a pyramid.
Yes.
We've even got a pointy pyramid.
That's right. Today is June the 17th of 2009, and the top of our four-square bunker, we've discovered, realized, has sort of a pyramid-shaped roof. Why is that significant?
It's not sort of. It is a pyramid.
Well, it doesn't come to a point, though.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
It does.
That's right, it does.
This one does.
Well, how odd.
That explains all the vultures flying overhead all the time.
It is so weird. There is a spot just south of us here in the lovely Ville of Shelby that has some fascination for the local population of turkey buzzards. Turkey vultures just keep circling.
Oh,
black vultures?
Yeah, I think so.
They're big.
They're big.
There are quite a few of them, dozens at any time, that will, about this time of the afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, start circling around slowly in the sky over the south part of town. And we're just not quite
about
sure.
The time we do our show.
What's going Quick, I smell his career.
Oh, gosh, there's so much to talk about. You know, we don't have enough time to really do in depth what I want to talk about, but. We can scratch the surface.
And encourage you to dive into the research here, and we'll do what we can to just present some interesting things for thought for future research.
Well, before I get into that, do you have any politics or anything like that you want to?
Oh, just the usual stuff. It's we're starting to see some upward pressure. Just bring business into it for a second. Upward pressure on. Steel prices, which reportedly from people I've been talking to overseas, is because the dollar is being dumped by some speculators.
Mm-hmm.
With what we talked about yesterday, the meeting of BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and the talk of a new reserve currency replacing the U.S. dollar, a new international currency. Some speculators are dumping dollars, and so that's making steel prices for imported steel in the United States. As we do import some people might be surprised to learn that we actually make the vast majority of the steel that we use here in the United States. I think, people assume it's just all imported, but no, not. But anyway, that is causing it to go up in price. So we'll see the decline of the dollar impacting
and
consumer goods that we import.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think more and more people who are holding on to dollars, like China,
mm-hmm.
who's part of BRIC, are going to very, very soon start dumping them in a major fashion. So prior to that, you're going to get smaller holders of dollars who are going to panic and just
right.
let them go.
Get into the market. So you'll see that more of that on the Forex and the currency exchanges. Elsewhere, interesting article from the Telegraph the other day that we didn't get a chance to talk about last night. Crops are under pressure in the Northern Hemisphere because of global cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, despite the religious fanaticism of the global warming alarmists, the climate change alarmists, crops will be at, I wouldn't say dangerously low level, but at least it's raising some concern in world agriculture markets because of the very cool temperatures that have affected the Northern Hemisphere.
We're into the second half of June, and it's mm-hmm. still in the low 70s to mid-70s
yep. here. And going a little further north, heavy snowfall in large parts of western Kansas, the upper Midwest inside the United States. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about odd weather before the show. New Jersey just had ice, and essentially an ice storm. It was a hailstorm.
It looked like it had snowed there.
They had to get plows out to help clear some of the roads. So, and again, those are isolated incidents, but when you look at the Northern Hemisphere as a whole, crops are being affected not by warming temperatures, but by cooling temperatures. U.S. reserves of soybean is a staple mm-hmm. crop in the United States, are going to fall to a 32-year low.
Let me jump in with a little bit of tinfoil hat knowledge here.
Yes?
Back in 2001 or so, there was a story rumbling about the internet that listed a government project that was supposed to cool the planet based on some, based on some scientific research, scientific in quoting, air quotes. It took a barium mixture of metals.
Right.
And if you put enough of that into the atmosphere, that it would form a blanket effect and help to cool the earth. Well, guess what precipitates out of chemtrails?
Barium, which is a toxic heavy metal.
A lot, six times the lethal limit of barium has been found in chemtrails, along with a lot of other metals. Coincidence?
Oh, well, probably. But while this is happening...
And here we are cooling off.
Yeah, well, because we're also at a very, an exceedingly quiet period for the sun. When the sun is more active, more sunspots, it's putting out more energy.
And
the earth
chemtrailing up there.
Warms up. But yeah, you're still seeing trails behind those planes in the sky. So, yeah.
And those vultures aren't doing it.
And those vultures are hanging around. So we've got that to that to worry us, at least for a short while. But that's it as far as the politics goes. I mean, plenty of other things going on politically, but
just north of Shelbyville.
Yes.
Back in May, of course, we had that big race at that oval track, you know, that everybody knows about.
Oh, yeah.
That, guess who else was there? And I want to thank Sue for sending this to me.
Some celebrity that we might have heard of, perhaps?
Someone Sam might relate to.
Really?
Anubis.
Oh, yes, the dog-headed god of ancient Egypt. Was at the, he was there for the Indy 500.
He was hanging out at the track.
Anubis was at the Indy 500?
A 25-foot-tall Anubis.
Why?
Because he was there to promote the Children's Museum exhibition in June of this month of Tutankhamun. Exhibits.
Oh, yeah, because nobody...
It's the King Tut meme again.
Which has popped up again and again through the... throughout his Middle Eastern tour, the president, the president's Middle Eastern tour. The new King Tut.
I know, the new King Tut. Of course, he looks like Akhenaten.
Yeah.
Many call him Barakhenaten. I wish I'd made that up, but I didn't.
Wish I'd trademarked it.
He made that speech in Cairo. Now... Something else that sounds like Cairo is C-H-I space R-O, Cairo, or maybe
R-H-O,
it's R-H-O. Sorry, Cairo.
Which is the ancient symbol, well, ancient, I mean, it was first century, but the Greeks began to use it to designate the first two letters.
Exactly, it's kind of a squash
Christos.
Cross.
Right.
With what looks sort of like a P in it, crossing down vertically, but it's really not, it's the Greek letter Rho.
Right, but yeah, it looks like an X with a P right through the middle of it.
Supposed Chi to be the Ro. First two phonemes of the word for Christ.
So okay, so we've got Cairo. Now we did some checking in Cairo, Egypt. The etymology of the name is not related to Cairo, but
like
it sounds exactly right.
We're talking about memes here.
Yeah.
Screaming memes.
That's us.
Which takes me to opera, but that's another thing. Okay, Cairo. Guess what's going up tomorrow?
Going up in terms of launching.
Launching.
A new NASA probe, perhaps.
Exactly.
Yes.
Going toward our little goddess, the moon. A new NASA probe. It's a two-stage satellite rocket, two-stage satellite on an Atlas V rocket, Atlas V rocket. That's called the L-Cross and the L-Ro.
The L-Ro is the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and L-Cross is the Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite. Now, do you think that was just a coincidence that they decided to come up with these Cross
but
and
Cairo.
Ro? It is. It is. Now, again, do you think that was a coincidence that the good people at NASA...
I think not. Oh, but there's more. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, look behind the door back there. There's Monty, and he's got more.
Wait a minute. Are you Billy Mays? I'm the one with the beard.
You're the one with the beard. I must be the other guy. On the Nazca plane, along with all those other little lines.
We're really touring around the
plane. Believe it or not, there is a Cairo.
Now, I knew the Nazca lines in Peru had giant, like, spiders and monkeys and snakes and things. You said there's a Chi Rho.
There's a Chi Rho. If this guy's site, a gentleman who claims he took the photograph from a plane that he rented, and he sent this photograph off to, oh, gosh, what's the name of the group that he sent it to? Sorry, I've got so many.
I'm looking at a picture of the photo here, and we will put a link to this in the show notes because you will need to see this. It is pretty clear that that's what this is.
Yes, it is amazing. Now, Nazca supposedly means the original language, the name of the plane means place of being born.
The place
birthplace.
The birthplace.
Now, let me tell you something else. There are those who say, now I can't prove this. I wish I could, because I'd write a book that would put Dan Brown to shame. That Chi Rho is actually a pre-Christian symbol that means Chronos, time. Now, if the Nazca plane is, as some think, the birthplace of time,
that's
interesting that a Chi Rho is there.
That is a really interesting idea that we'll need to research.
That's why I say this is a very deep, deep subject. I've spent most of the afternoon trotting the globe virtually.
Yeah. And this is really fascinating. And now, I suspect that if you're a new listener and you're hearing us go off in this direction, you're probably thinking these people are really...
Where are all the politics?
Yeah, or thinking that those two should loosen the their headphones.
Just eat some fruit.
But this, as we've said many times, gets back to a very simple assumption, which is that the supernatural world exists and that there are spirits within the supernatural, operating in the supernatural world, that influence what happens in the natural world.
Well, let me tell you more. There's more!
Yes?
Yes.
If we order
September
by...
September 15th, yes. We'll send you two of them. Just pay shipping and handling. On September 15th of this year, Dan Brown's new novel...
The long-awaited new novel.
Long-awaited new novel is supposed to be about Freemasonry.
That was the word, yes.
Is going to be released, and it is all about, supposedly...
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a site that I found that claims he knows what's going on, because it's called The Lost Symbol.
Okay.
There is a sculpture in front of the CIA called Kryptos.
Very creepy, very intriguing sculpture.
It is indeed. And according to the designer of that sculpture, Jim Sanborn, he intentionally left out a symbol for aesthetic reasons, he says.
Uh-huh.
It's a lost symbol that you cannot decipher this code without. And there have been many, there are online groups that try to decipher these codes.
And this guy cheated by leaving he left a piece out of the puzzle.
He says it's a code within a code. You have to translate the code, decipher the code first. There are four parts to it. And within that are clues to the code within the code.
You know, it'd be really funny is if...
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
The lost symbol, according to this site, may be the Chi Rho, because it's an X.
Ah. The key to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But how is the key interpreted? You're right. That would make it a really big difference if it's being interpreted as the symbol for Christ, which, given Dan Brown's track record with angels and demons and the Da Vinci Code, is not likely.
No, not likely at all. And given the pagan nature of the imagery in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
We've got the goddess Columbia on the top of the Capitol building, who in many ways is a moon goddess.
Yeah.
Back to that moon.
Right.
Chi Rho is going to be slamming into the moon. Chronos slamming into the goddess moon.
Huh. Now, Dr. Freud, what do you think about that? Well, sometimes a spaceship is just a spaceship.
And it may be true, but you got to love it. All of these little memes, what do they mean? I don't know.
This is the kind of thing Chris Knowles would really love.
I know it.
You know, got to check his site and see if he's picked up on this, because he usually is very early on things like this.
Oh, I know. But you know, figure if I've found it, everybody else has found it already. No, I'm late to the party.
And this is really fascinating. And believe you me, we're going to be doing more research on this as soon as we stop recording. But I didn't mean to interrupt, and I apologize for that, but it just struck me, wouldn't it be really funny if the four puzzles that lead to the ultimate puzzle are actually the four notes of a flat seventh chord. The key, it's barbershop quartet music. Hello, hello, hello. But no, that's not true.
Well, one of the things, now, let me tell you, here's more.
But wait.
Some people have, they believed, managed to decode parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it refers to, it's almost an exact quote from the book by Carter, where he writes about his experience during the opening of...
Oh, Howard Carter.
Howard Carter. Tomb of Tutankhamun.
So we're back. So this all ties together.
It all ties neatly together. See, I brought it all back.
And just like the rug over here, it just sort of ties the whole room together.
I know it does, doesn't it?
So, all right, to sum up, Cairo slamming into Luna. Cairo, perhaps the missing symbol of Kryptos in front of the CIA office, or
Kryptos,
CIA headquarters.
Which is also part of Krypton. And we've got that magazine cover of Obama. Superman.
Yeah, Kal-El or whatever it is.
Yes.
Jor-El was the dad. He was Kal-El,
he
wasn't
was
he?
He was Kal-El.
The CIA, which, of course, has as its motto over the doors. Is it over the doors or on the floor? It says, "The truth shall set you free."
I think it's on the floor.
I think it's on the floor, yeah. But, of course, they leave out the part about, you know, the truth.
Exactly.
The preceding verse, Christ. Yeah, the truth being Jesus Christ, of course, which is an interesting twisting of the message by the enemy. And then this Kryptos containing within it references to the opening of the tomb of Tutankhamun,
mm-hmm.
Which is another Egyptian reference.
And the interesting thing, okay, too, is that there were, if in the solutions, so to speak, that these people have come up with for this section, again, there are four parts.
Mm-hmm.
That refers to King Tut. And in fact, the other part that was, and we'll give you the link to this page so you can go and read it all too. There are intentional misspellings. Huh. Are those misspellings part of the clue to the clue? Exactly. The puzzle within the puzzle.
You know, it would be really disappointing to find, it may well be, but would really be disappointing to find out this is just a really elaborate, big budget marketing tool for Dan Brown's new novel. They've been planning this for 15 years. That would be...
Interesting.
It's a crummy commercial.
Interesting you should say that, because this had to have been in the works for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the back jacket of the Da Vinci Code
uh-huh,
had a clue to all of this.
WW made a reference to WW?
Yes, exactly.
William Webster.
And Jim Sanborn says that he gave part of the solution to William Webster. Webster, thank you very much.
Former CIA director.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, the clue is in that little tear on the back of the jacket, and it's upside down and backwards, I think.
So you have to hold it up to a mirror to read it.
Uh-huh.
WW knows, or mm-hmm, WW is the only one who knows?
Yeah, I think only WW knows.
Only WW knows, yes. We used to have a copy of that around here, and now
only WW knows.
I think we left that behind when we vacated the bunker in Missouri.
I know the people that went in there must.
Yeah, look at some of the books we left behind.
We did it intentionally.
Could explain the unmarked white vans.
We've gone way over, and you know what? Again, I knew we'd only get this, you know, just sort of the skeleton of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we want you to run with this too. And if any of you have already been here and you're listening to this and going, "Oh, I knew that. That's old."
Yeah, please, fill us in. Let us know. Of course, you can always send us email to radio@peeringintodarkness.com. We also want to hear from you if you've experienced any unusual physical manifestations, health problems since they
only when
switched.
I listen to your show.
Yeah.
No, seriously, when the digital switchover took place, we're wondering if anybody living within maybe a major area or an area where there's a big tower or something like that, if you've noticed anything. I haven't personally.
No, but we're a good 25 miles out from the closest major city, mm-hmm. so that may be far enough away. But if you're living in the heart of an urban center, Chicago, Indianapolis, you know, anywhere where you've got a number of television signals now beaming solely in digital, be kind of curious to know if there are any reports in those areas of medical issues, as the German doctors who wrote that open letter mm-hmm. to Barack Obama noted back in March. You know, we've got all these problems here in Germany since we switched over. Please don't let it. Well, we've switched over. We're all digital with our television broadcasts here in the United States now. Haven't seen anything in the news yet, but it could be that these are just odd little local things. If you're in the medical profession and you're seeing an influx of patients complaining of mysterious ailments, we'd be curious to know about that. Send it to radio@peeringintodarkness.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter and at Facebook and all kinds of places. Just type in Sharon K. Gilbert or Derek P. Gilbert. Derek Gilbert.
Well, I just went with Derek Gilbert. So I left out the P.
We don't need that. Yeah. Sam takes care of that. Yeah. He's quite the guy.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go.
Yep. And until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is PID Radio.